What's up, y'all? Welcome to another recap show. Talking Sleepy Hollow is what we're about to cover. It's going to be episode 8, Sick Burn, that aired Friday on February 24th. Today is March 10th, though, Friday, okay? I finally binge-watched all my shows. My two-year-old son, he's keeping me busy. So I'm finally catching up on my shows, people. Normally, I have Miss Amy McCracken helping me out. But she's on the road going on a little mini vacation, and I told her the show must go on. So if you want to check out all her stuff, she's not here to talk about it. Variety Radio Online, that's what she writes for. That's her stuff. If you search thevro.com, bam, you find it. But the good news is I did ask her to give me little comments of what she thought about the episodes that I'm recapping. So I've got comments on this one and, of course, last week's episode, because tonight a new episode airs on Fox of Sleepy Hollow. So we're going to talk about this one. This is the, and real quick, I just got to remind people, spoilers, okay? So if you're just tuning in right now, which I don't know why you'd be tuning in if you haven't watched the show, but if you are, spoilers. I do ruin it for people that haven't watched it, okay? Because a couple of episodes again, they were like, I was checking you out and you ruined it. I'm like, well, what the hell? So here it is, Sick Burn. I don't know what I thought about this episode. Let me just go to Amy's stuff here. I haven't read her stuff yet. She put, why? ! Couldn't Alex have just died? Y'all know how I feel about her. Also, can't Peter Pan go back to Once Upon a Time and leave Sleepy Hollow alone? One, Peter Pan must be that kid, right? Logan? That little Instagram or YouTube or whatever he's supposed to be, famous social media guy in this episode that just faints and then comes back at the end of this episode. Okay, that was one of my bones to pick. I didn't like that. I didn't like the beginning of this episode. I thought the dream was cool to see Dreyfus and Crane, you know, chained up and looking like Robinson Crusoe. So I'm kind of curious, so what's going on there and how do we get that? And are we going to be able to change that? Molly needs to tell Crane ASAP. But of course, I know it's coming, but still, they need to tell Crane something's up, because he's chained up, and it's not good for him. But yeah, the whole beginning part, the Logan thing, and then he meets, and they're doing that, I wasn't a fan of. I was like, what? And then to see Alex and Jake out and about, and then they're on a date, and then the guy's talking about the video, and then he does his thing. I didn't like that either. I don't know, just like, the ring came to me and Harry Potter, the whispering. I don't know what, the episode was just kind of a little messy for me. Just for me, but of course, everybody there, maybe y'all liked it. It doesn't mean that I don't like the series, I just wasn't feeling the episode that much. But that whole beginning part was a little, now where it turned for me though, was to find out about the original badass people. Sacagawea, Uncle Sam, Davy Crockett, that dude Jennings. That was cool. It was like the Avengers of back in the day. That was a cool backstory to see that those guys right there and lady, and to see the lady, she was like the badass of Lewis and Clark. I mean, it was cool to see all that. So that's where it kind of took a little turn for me. I was like, okay, this is getting better. The genie, not what I expected, looked cool. But I just didn't like, and maybe Dreyfus had something to do with it, or the building. I just didn't like him. I don't know. I just didn't like those capsule thingies, whatever they were. I just didn't like where they were going. I think it would have been cooler if it would have been like a cave, and I don't know. It just kind of fell short for me. I think the genie should have had a better setting, a better something. I don't know. And I thought the genie kind of died pretty quick and pretty kind of, I don't know, just the, I don't know. I wanted to like this episode a lot because I like genies, and it was cool to see an Arabian demon. But the whole using the cell phone, and I get it, because that's what it is now and everyone lives on this. I don't know. But yeah, and then you see Logan come to Dreyfus at the end. So of course Dreyfus has got some kind of master plan. Yeah, just and Alex, I mean, honestly, I think what would have made this episode good or better for me, obviously for Amy, if Alex would have died. I think that would have, like, shaken the team a little bit, and she would just exploded. But Jake doing – it's obvious that Alex in the next episode, even this one here, she's got feelings for Jake. And Jake is such a dodo bird, he hasn't even – it hasn't dawned on him. So maybe that'll be better because I'm kind of starting to see – because, like, I'm not going to lie. Since we've met Alex, I haven't been a fan of her. Just something about her. Like, she knows the team is dealing with some supernatural stuff, but I don't know if she's just scared and she's fronting and that's why she's got to be a smartass and trying to be funny about everything. I just don't know. I can't put my finger on Alex. But maybe if she kisses Jake, which it almost happened, if they kiss, maybe that'll – change her attitude a little bit. I don't know. But I need Alex to get on board because if she would have died, I think that would have been like, what? Sleepy Hollow's not playing? But she survived. So I know Amy's not happy about it. I think that would have been like a good kick in the gut, you know, because, yeah, that would have been cool. But she survived. So, yeah, as you can tell, I wanted to like this episode. It just fell short for me. Yeah. All right. I think that's it, people. If I had to give this episode a scale of 1 to 10, 6. Yeah, 6. And by the looks of Amy, probably a 1 or a 2, probably. I'm pretty sure she didn't like it. She seemed kind of frustrated there in her little text messages, if you follow me on that. If you want to check out more of our recap shows, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Sleepy Hollow. You can find us on iTunes. Search Variety Radio Online. That is where Amy is from, thevro.com. You can find our show on my blog, iwatchmike.com. If you scroll to the top, you'll see it. There's a little tab there with everything, all the shows that we do. But everything is there. My Snapchat's there. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's iwatchmike on Facebook. And if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. And you'll find Sleepy Hollow plus other shows that we do as well there. So that's it for this recap. Oh, shout outs to Sleepy Addicts out there. Follow them on Twitter. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, you need to check them out. They had an interview with Henry Parrish. John Noble, is that his name? I'm not very good at real actors, but I only know like the characters because that, yeah, that's either way. But I haven't looked to see, I'm sure it's on their Twitter page. And my computer, as you can see, well, you can't see, it's rebooting because it kind of froze up on me. So I can't tell you if it's for sure there, but follow them on Twitter. The next recap show, I'll see if I can get some more information. But Sleepy Addicts, check them out. Find them on Facebook or find them on Twitter because they just got to talk to John Noble, Henry Parrish, which was really cool. And rumor has it they talked about Abby and they talked about Lord of the Rings and they talked about Sleepy Hollow, which is really cool. So I haven't had a chance to check out the interview. Maybe I might just grab the interview and put it on iWatchMike.com and share with you guys out there. That would be easy, right? That would be probably a lot easier for everybody, huh? All right, that is it. Coming back, I got more Sleepy Hollow. Then tonight, a new episode airs on Fox. Pretty excited, pretty pumped. I can see Agent Thomas and Jenny, the loves of my life. I love them. About to be kissing y'all.